Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Thank you. business know just what I'm talking about. Dollar got the blues, getting lower every day. Dollar got the blues, getting lower every day. I would do something about it, not if I only had my way.
Closing out that set from his 1981 Grammy-winning All Right Again, we had the late, great Clarence Gatemouth Brown with Dollar Got the Blues. Before that, from 1977's Blackjack, we had Clarence Gatemouth Brown with the instrumental Honey Boy. And taking us across the top of our first hour, from 1989's Standing My Ground, we had Clarence Gatemouth Brown with She Walks Right In. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from their new sophomore release, The First and Last Stop, this is London's Jimmy Regal and the Royals with Bones to Dust. Closing out that set from Kamloops, Sabrina Weeks and Mike Hilliard, and featuring Sherman Tank Doucette on harmonica, we had their new single, Mr. Regret. Before that, from their new sophomore release, Canborough Canborough, we had Ontario's Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns with the instrumental Winger, and I got that set started off with England's Jimmy Regal and the Royals, and Bones to Dust from their new sophomore release, The First and Last Stop. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, I'm going to showcase some of the music of legendary bluesman Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed was born 98 years ago Wednesday, September 6, 1925 in Dunleith, Mississippi. An inaugural member of the Blues Hall of Fame, Jimmy Reed moved to Chicago in 1943 and served in the United States Navy until the end of the war. In 1953, at Albert King's urging, Reed signed with the newly formed VJ Records and became the first big crossover blues artist. Popular with both black and white audiences, he outsold fellow legends Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Elmore James, and Little Walter. Jimmy Reed's songs have been covered by artists such as Elvis Presley, Lou Rawls, Hank Williams Jr., The Rolling Stones, and hundreds of others. He was nominated for a Grammy Award in 1961, charted 2 albums and 7 songs on Billboard, was nominated for 3 Blues Music Awards, and has 1 album and 2 singles inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Jimmy Reed was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991.
Femme Conquest, CJSF's first program devoted entirely to playing FemCon. Short for female content, FemCon is music written, composed, and or performed by primarily female-identified people. Femme Conquest aims to bring attention to women in music who are often underrepresented in all music genres. Femme Conquest every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m.
From his 1961, wildly incorrectly titled Jimmy Reed at Carnegie Hall, this is the one and only Jimmy Reed with Honest I Do.
Play.